Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Yeah, it's not a repeat, but it's a return. SID Live from MetLife Stadium. Danny Allspike Styles is here. Ed, football guru, is here. Try to get Dusty to join us in a little while. A couple of people, too, I get on the file. Spotted. And, okay. Former Jets. Former. Thanks, y'all, man. Any change is here. Former Giant player, Odell Beckham, is here. And his Cleveland Browns lead at halftime, 16-3. At MetLife Stadium. And New York teams continue their losing ways. Buffalo Bills yesterday beat the Giants and a sweep of the Big Apple. Just last week, Giants yesterday. They stay undefeated. Pat Mahomes on the Isaiah, as Mary K would say. Patriots running rough side over whomever stepped in their way yesterday, 43-6 over the Miami Dolphins, beat them the way they should be beat, fairly, completely, and without interruption. I like that. I like that. Let's use that again. Fairly, completely, without interruption. Right, how I open the show for us. Bill Rose is in the house, and we're glad to see that legend. Birthday, his name is Damari Hardesty. And heard a new rendition, in fact, a revised rendition of Cool and the Gang Summer Madness for Danny. So we're going to get that here. I think she'd have put that on for us. But also, the best of most things you ever heard, the Queen, Letitia. We'll have that for you, so hopefully down the line. See, I don't see it here with it just yet. But wait a minute. Welcome. Thanks. I'm going to put this up there with the world over the prayer. And Danny Styles, John Snowden, photogenic genius. And that's it. Yeah. And what I'm going to do, though, without further ado, get into prayer. I'm going to introduce you to the monkey. Maybe we'll do that. I can check Thomas George. So, what we're going to do, we're going to break away from number two. Let's see if I can catch a person or two. Thank you.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by, but I don't try. So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud.
Got me for Ross, and get a chance to catch him for a minute or two, which is always special. Doc Stanley, he's watching the Block Talk Radio, trusting God. And that was No Way He Forgot the Prayer. We'll get there in a minute. And Patrick, give me 2 minutes. Okay, Patrick, can Bridgewater do the job in New Orleans?
It's a possibility you can do it because of the fact that he's been with the team 2 years. Will he be Drew Brees? No. But he can control the offense where they can manage the game with the weapons they have around him. He can be adequate to get some wins with that great, actually real good New Orleans defense.
That's good. What about Kaepernick? How come nobody's calling him?
Get in line. I'm one of them. All these guys they have in this league, and they can't get him. It's a travesty. It's an indelible mark on the league, not having that man in this league because of some bias against him. You mean to tell me with the teams that need a quarterback, the Jets need a quarterback tonight? They can use him.
Thank you, Patrick. The legendary Patrick Ferrar. Back then, he's supposed to be a Black Tiger in the Central Government Network, trying to catch up other people, some other insights, some other thoughts. Well, you know what? I got the Guru Ed there. We've broken with I'm blessed. So we're going to go ahead and bless the show with a prayer and talk to football guru Ed. Got Danny Allstrike Styles here. But without further ado, let's pray all homage and tribute to you, the one and only, through God and John Coltrane. We'll lead us in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. Thank you for last night getting up. Last night laying down, this morning getting up. Some rather thick clothes on our right mind. Food on our table, food on our feet, clothes on our back. More importantly, Lord, you being our God. Thank you, more importantly, for debt that was paid, that wasn't made. On a hill and a cross far, far away. And the darling son Jesus. Amen. Always want to salute our number one listener out in Boca Redonia, Rosie. We miss you immensely, and hope we see you soon. Okay, Ed, you're watching. Just lost another quarterback, and all the boo-hoo over the Browns. They just don't seem to be this sort of explosive offense. You know that people thought they were going to be, Eddie. Ed,
Dr. Mel. Yeah, Mel. Yeah. Ed Miller. Hi. How are you? Yeah, I think, well, considering the Jets have zero offense and the offensive line is playing terrible, the D has been doing pretty good considering they're missing their captain at middle linebacker, and they're lucky to still be in the game, in my opinion. And this quarterback for the Browns, you know, some of his passes, he still has to get a little more finesse, in my opinion. Otherwise, it could be dominating this game. But right now,
Beasley to be overrated. He's overthrown guys, and at this stage of his career, and being playing all preseason, he shouldn't be overthrowing guys. I mean, they should be up another touchdown or two. But more importantly, point that you brought up is that, you know, to be playing a team that definitely is could be a third-string quarterback, 16-3 is nothing.
Yes, especially considering that the Jets have basically have no offense out there. And has been hanging in there for them, but now they're down to their third-string quarterback. And Bell, even with Bell, I think Bell's been making most of the – he's been making the yards on his own. Some great cuts, some spin move, and, you know, just showing the talent that he is. But there's a lot of work to be done on the offense for the Jets. And now, of course – they're down to their third-string quarterback. But, I think the Browns could be blowing this game out. But Beasley, he seems to just sometimes miss the targets. He's got two great wideouts, you know, great tandem. But with that said, here we go. They're still in it. They're only down 13. But, again, the offense has just been really dismal.
Okay.
And the Jets' penalties –
well, you know, it's a funny thing to talk about penalties. Penalties seem to always follow bad teams.
Yes. And, Jets have 9 already. They're going to almost compete to what Cleveland had last week when they had 18. And they set a record from 1951, most penalties by any Cleveland Brown team. But with that said, yesterday with the Giants, Buffalo – is looking better and better. I don't know if it's going to be a tough year for New York teams.
Once again, you know, thanking it, Bureau Football Guru, bringing you stats and things you'll hear no place else. Nobody else told you 18 penalties. Let's go on to the NFL. Patriots just completely, unequivocally, and totally beat up on the Dolphins yesterday, 43-0. They beat up on the Pittsburgh. No, they have the propensity to beat bad teams badly. They've done that. The Pittsburgh, right now, at this stage, is a bad football team. We know the Dolphins are, the Patriots are rocking and rolling right now, Ed.
Yeah, well, Patriots are like outscored their opponents 76-3 in two games. That is pretty unimaginable, but it's of course, AB got his first touchdown catch yesterday. And all this other talk about his trainer, and she's going to go talk on the news.
Okay, thanks.
But with that said, it doesn't seem to be affecting him
That's
right now.
And it is. Thank you. But, you know, let's also look at the fact that Pat McHomes is still on fire, Ed.
Yeah.
He's throwing touchdowns in yards. Ed?
I'm just thinking when you look at your visual, Kansas City still looks strong, okay? And then now Pittsburgh, I don't know who you're going to get out of the West, but as far as for the Patriots, they're going to another Super Bowl after week two. If you had to put money down.
Let's talk about Pat Mahomes. He's rocking and rolling, but more importantly, everybody's talking about some of the Brady. They're talking about Mahomes. They're talking about the loss of Brees and Roethlisberger. But that young fellow in Baltimore is doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, they look good. They look strong. But with that said, it's amazing how what happened this week only in week two, right? And But I tell you, the Bills to me look pretty good. I mean, they might be able to contend with New England in a game or two. You know, they got two games with them. Their defense is very strong, and they seem to be jiving. And other than that, I don't know who else you see in the AFC other than Kansas City. You go back to the NFC, Dallas, you know, they look good. I don't think there's anybody in the East that's going to stop them, maybe Philly. And then you got Minnesota, Green Bay, and that North, Detroit's come alive. They tied a game, and then they won a game, and they pulled it out. So, and Seattle's winning games, but they won the two very close. So, I don't know who you like there.
You know, some came up today, and we have to look at, and a lot of people are not. It's like maybe some people seeing the glass half empty as opposed to half full. Okay, Drew Brees is out. Bridgewater is there. The other guy that people thought should have still been here, the other guy used to be a franchise quarterback. Why are some people saying he can't do the job?
Well, Brees has been there so long, you know. I don't know why they're not giving this guy more credit. I think he can do the job. It's still early in the season. And Brees is going to be out for 6 weeks. Offenberger is out for the season. And now, I don't know, with the Jets situation, that's horrible. And then everyone's complaining about maybe they should bring Jones in against the in place of Eli. And if you're going to do that, you're going to make that move, then you should make it for the season. That's it. There's no switching back and forth. Becomes your quarterback or else, you know, that's it. So that's a decision they have to make. And
Ed, we're talking about quarterbacks. They're falling. They're getting hurt. How come the name of Kaepernick is not popping up, Ed?
Yeah. Well, this is the 50th anniversary of the Cleveland game. Joe Namath was in the game, right? And now he was on TV. He's getting a lot of media. And to your point, he played when there was no these limitations about, you know, how hard they can get hit, you know, helmet to helmet, things like that, rough and passer. Namath took a lot of wax. And, you know, I think in your point, it should be, you know, besides a Hall of Famer, he is probably one of the best that played the game.
No, for my money, you know, Joe Namath is my starting quarterback. And the point too, you know, everybody's missing a quarterback, need a quarterback, but nobody seems to be calling Colin Kaepernick. Got a question. The seriousness of the NFL has paid him some money, but it seems like that he's still a no-no, a blackballed here in the league.
Yeah, that's a shame because you mentioned earlier he should be back into the league, and the league could use him.
Not to mention about seven different teams too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Stanley, Sportsman, Clark, Doc Radio. Justin Carter Network, live here, Jackson, Cleveland. Let's take a couple looks at things. It is Odell Beckham has three receptions, can target 6 times, 58 yards, 18 yards, average 33 as long as Landry, two receptions, 5 targets, 32 yards. Both the two guys, 16th right now. Baker Mayfield is 12. Of 2,566 yards. I'm just getting a chance to see him, and I'm just really not impressed, Eddie. Really not impressed at all. I just thought, as a former Heisman Trophy winner, kind of comeback they did last year, I'm just with Landry and Beckham. He should have more than 16 points on the board right now, Eddie.
Yeah, agreed. He's got such a great tandem with the two of those, and the two of them played at LSU. Set records there, and they get along. The chemistry is there. And with this said, I think the Jets are at like minus 12 yards on offense.
Did you have to bring that up, Ed?
Well, I'm just, I'm watching the game as I'm talking to you, and it's like it just gets worse and worse, you know. Being a guy that grew up in Queens and went to Shea Stadium and all the Jet games back in the day, you know. But with that in mind, yeah, it's been quite a week for quarterbacks. And it's only week two.
Yeah. Week two of the continuation of the last 2 years as far as comes to the Jets, Eddie. Actually, it wasn't the Block Talk Radio on Custom Cars Network. Danny Styles is here. Hold on, Ed. Danny, let's just sum it up. It's not the best of football being played.
Well, you know, listen, what did you expect once Darnold was out and Simeon was in and Peter Falk, Columbo was in, or Luke Falk? What is
it? His name is Luke Falk.
And it just reminds me of the New York Mets right now.
You know, too, Danny, we're questioning, and my theory has always been, coaches don't win games, they lose them. You've got about 46 seconds left. You got the ball on the yard line. Why not throwing the ball on the field? You know, and then you turn around, as it turns out, Cleveland went to give them another 3 points at the deal, Danny.
That's right. You know, I don't understand. They never take a chance. And they play too conservative. And then they worry about what's going to happen on Monday when the rioters start criticizing them and getting on their case. But this is why it happened. Because you say to yourself, come on, man, this is common sense. You can't throw the ball downfield, especially with what do you got to lose?
No question about that. But Danny, moving into the postseason of baseball, and how surprised are you to see, you know, in the wake of how they started out and some of the mismanagement by a great guy, that the Mets got a genuine shot at making the playoffs?
It's not that the Mets were good or surprised you, it's just that the Philadelphia Phillies and the Washington Nationals have been playing so bad and so poorly that it makes the Mets look good. If you didn't have the Mets, you know, I think that the Marlins are a better team than the Mets. It's just that the way the situation is, the scheduling and stuff like that, the Mets look like they have a chance. But deep down, you know, it's sad to see what's going on in Flushing.
Dr. Danny Schwartz, the Blog Talk Radio on Trusting God Network. Eddie, you're a big Mets fan. Any agreement or opinions on it, what Danny just said?
No, I agree. It's a shame the Mets just started off so awful. They were in the basement, practically, right? Maybe a game ahead of being last. And they turned it around in the second half. But it's only, what we have, 18 games left? Not even?
What about that?
And Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee's right in the hunt. Philly's right there. And the Nationals are definitely going to be a wild card, in my opinion. So it's tough, but it's not impossible. You know, they had miracles in the past. So
yeah, it's probable. And Danny, it would have come back to you now. I think Aaron Boone's manager of the year. I think if that club is healthy, they're far ahead of everybody else in baseball. But it's remarkable what they've done without their ace pitcher, without their biggest home run hitter, without their number one setup man, without the ineffectiveness of some of the guys they put competing, they are one of the best teams in baseball. And Danny, they've been hurt all year.
You know what? I never had faith in Aaron Boone, but he sure shut my mouth up real quick. Aaron's done a tremendous job. And you know what? They play hard for him, and you could tell. Even when they have the game on the back, they're still hitting, you know, they're still playing hard. So my hat's off to Aaron Boone. I never thought he was this good.
Yeah, he seems to remind you a lot of Joe Torre in that even keel, a player's manager, you know, not mocking the guys, encouraging the guys, not
overreacting. I know he's I don't think at any time this year, or maybe I look last year, Danny, that he's mismanaged.
I never cared much about Joe Torre. I never thought he was a good manager. With the players that he had, he should have won more World Series, more rings. But Joe Torre never had the injuries that Boone had to deal with. I mean, he's just one after another. And on top of that, I don't think Joe Torre had to deal with the media, with social media, the way it is today, back in the days when he was called manager.
Point to bring up, Danny, because it was Vic Tyrone who really chaperoned him and selected media. So there were certain guys who could not get to Joe and certain guys who wouldn't let get to Joe. Tremendous point there. You're talking about, the guys that he had and, and winning championships. And, one of the guys he had is in the Hall of Fame this year. One of the guys he had is going to be in the Hall of Fame again next year. He had a guy who talked about this year. That's right. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Danny. He had two guys in the Hall of Fame. You can call in each one if you want. Okay, so he's got two guys in the Hall of Fame. You got another guy next year. A very valid point made by you here.
Theoretically, it's three because don't forget Tim Raines played for, and he's in the Hall of Fame also. So, with all the Hall of Famers that they gave Joe Torre, I'm surprised he only has that many that he wins.
Right, and I just thought about something, too. It's amazing to Ed and Danny. When Joe Torre had his acceptance speech in the Hall of Fame, he forgot to mention George Steinbrenner.
Well, he forgot to thank a lot of people. But the thing, you know what? He never impressed me as a manager. You would never say to yourself, man, this guy, and he's never been better than Pinella as a manager, and Pinella's not in the Hall of Fame. He's not a better manager than Benny Martin, and Benny Martin's not in the Hall of Fame. He's not, well, Dusty Baker's still around, but the fact is, I don't know, he's a better player than a manager. Now, as a player, I think he should have been in the Hall of Fame, but not as a manager. And I'll tell you right now, tell me one move that you think sticks out in your mind that you say, wow, or, Joe Torre, really won that game for you. No. He killed a lot of arms, destroyed a lot of pitchers, and, his style of play wasn't good. With the stats that they gave Joe Torre, with the final players they gave Joe Torre, I guarantee you, me and you, we could have had more wins.
Luke J. said it. You got some guys there three-time MVP and
he couldn't handle Contreras, and Contreras went out to the White Sox and won a World Series. Man, there's lots of players that he couldn't deal with, And so he never impressed me. I didn't like his way of coaching. Anyway, there was never a hit and run. He wouldn't throw to the opposing batter. Just this. This Earl Weaver mentality, go for three, run home. My book is not a Hall of Fame.
Danny All-Strike style. Danny's coming at you. He's coming at you. Hey, Eddie, some reflections on and thoughts on Danny's demise and assimilation of Joe Torre.
Well, Joe Torre, first of all, we talk about recognizing George Steinbrenner, who, really built the Yankees as, the great dynasty that they were, and Mario Rivera, who's in the Hall of Fame, who worked on the Joe Torre, right, all those years, was giving so much credit to George Steinbrenner and was so sad on his passing going away. I just thought I'd bring that up. And here you go. Torre was surrounded by such talent, right? And Boone, to your point, is got all these injuries and he's dealing with it, and he still has them as one of the best teams in baseball, and yet he's always on the scrutiny every day in the papers.
It's remarkable. And every now and then, I guess they ought to be reminded that home run that put him into the World Series. Jets here at 3:43 left in the third quarter. starting to move the ball a little bit, though. Comes some excitement, 16-3. This game is still not in the bag for the Browns, but let's take a musical break and come on back. It's What I Do. Layla Holloway, Kirk Whalen.
My love's secure. It's so
Stanley of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Although Beckham did come, first play, 89 yards, under 43. Browns have a 23-3 lead here, with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And we're going to talk baseball here. Danny, you too here, Eddie. Danny,
took a pitch the other day, and it will be my starting out there. Left field, Hank Aaron, center field, Willie Mays, right field, the Bird of Women. And you talked about Ricky, and Ricky, you know, definitely team inside. I think about Ricky, you know, Ricky was on the San Diego Padres, and Tony Gwynn just got his 3,000 base hit. Okay, 202 yards, Beckham his 202 receptions with 3,000 yards. Look at the whole stat, we just missed it. Ricky was not going to play. Yeah, he was going to stay with 2,099 hits. And figuring, you know, I don't want to crash Tony Gwynn's party. Tony said, man, you know, I got 3,000 hits. I'm going to crash my party, man. Go ahead. And he got 3,000 hits. You know, Ricky is an oddity. And he told me that baseball hates the draft guys like him and Cleon Jones. So what do you mean? Well, him and Cleon Jones both were right-hand batters, but they were left-handed fielders. And when you put an all-time outfielder together, the Ricky's got to be in there somewhere. And I think about the great left fielders, when we talk about left fielders, of the Boston Red Sox, Kevin Williams, Carl Crimson, and Jim Rice, and all three of them are in the Hall of Fame. But my starting right fielder, there's got to be a Roberto Clemente. You know, I've questioned Willie Mays in center field. I used to bicker with left, but, you know, if you say Hank and Barry Bonds, or Hank's got 3,000 hits, Hank's got more extra base hits, Hank's a lifetime 300 hitter. So that gives the edge to Hank right there. So let's take a look at stuff. Pat Mahomes, 4,000 yards in 16 games. Pat Mahomes at 5,100. And to look at 4,300. Baker Mayfield is third. So, he's in good company, but I'm not impressed with baseball. But going back to the baseball thing, you have an outfield that you would put together? Think you could top that one, Danny?
I don't know if you could top it, but I'd have Reggie Jackson in right field, Ricky Anderson in center field, and Barry Bonds in left.
That is a hell of a team. And that's a team of all Hall of Famers with exception of Barry. But you know, you tell on Barry, 700 home runs.
Hall of Fame in my book.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. He's a Hall of Famer in my book. So I don't care what anybody says. Oh, and so he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, of course, Ed's in thoughts there. Outfield, Barry Bonds, Hall of Famer, yes or not? Yes or no, Eddie?
Yes. Without a doubt. I also agree with you. Roberto Clemente was probably one of the best right fielders ever.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that. I mean, who was the name? I can't think of his name now. The great Dodger podcast. See his face, can't think of his name. But he said, you know, Vin Scully. Thanks a lot, Danny. Vin Scully said, Roberto Clemente could pick up the ball in Pennsylvania and throw a guy out of third base in New York City. just something. Ironically, Scully talks about that, making a comment. I mean, he was in the Dodge organization, and Pittsburgh Pirates wind up getting him. But he was programmed somewhat to be a Dodger, and the Jets trying to make a little something happen here in the left closing. I mean, this is really not an over football game if they had some sort of offense. Okay, outfield. I got Aaron, Mays, Clemente. Danny's got Ricky Henderson, Barry Bonds, Reggie Jackson. What's your outfield? Who's your three guys in?
I'm a big Paul Blair fan because he was such a great defensive. Yeah. I had a baseball coach when I was playing outfield, even though I was a catcher. But he taught me a lot of people go back on a ball and make it look so difficult. Paul Blair could read a ball. He goes, I want you to read when that crack in the back goes. I don't want you staring at where it's going. I want you making a cut already and start running. And then when you get a chance, you start looking up, and then you know when to backpedal. And that's why Paul Blair made so many catches look like ordinary, because he had such a great read on the ball.
Okay, so Paul Blair is your center fielder.
Yeah. Defensively,
okay.
You know, and he was a good hitter, you know, but I just remember as being, you know, being coached on the way he was, he would, like, the ball would be cracked over his head, but he wouldn't be looking at it the whole way. He just knew where to run. And when the timing was right, he'd start turning around so he could get a read on it, and bang, he'd just make it look easy.
Well, a lot of people say, too, great center fielder, Paul Blair was, no question, major grades. Okay, so who's your left fielder, who's your right fielder?
Right fielder, Roberto Clemente, because of his bat.
Okay, Clemente.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Left field, it's hard. There was some good guys on the A's. Could put Hank Aaron there.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be a bad move, Hank Aaron.
Yeah. So you could have that would be my ideal outfield.
Okay. So you got Bland center, Hank Aaron is in left field, and Roberto Clemente is right field now. So you put Blair over Willie Mays then as your center fielder.
Commenting because Blair doesn't get as much recognition, but then again, Willie Mays was the best outfielder. They all learned from Willie Mays.
Okay. Well, we are getting ready to go into the last quarter. And before we go into the last quarter, let Marvin Gaye take us into the last quarter, as he always does here on Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, on the Justin Garden Network. Danny, All Spike Styles, Ed, Football Guru, is here, Miller. Somebody move. Mr. Gay has this to say before we go on our way. Mr. Gay, please.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time. When the world won't be singing. When the world won't be singing. Flowers won't grow. Flowers won't grow. No. Bells won't be ringing. No bells won't be ringing. Who really cares? Who really cares? Who's willing to try? Who is willing to try to save a world? To save a world that's destined to die. That is destined to die. When I look at the world, when I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. It fills me with sorrow. Little children today. Children today. Really gonna suffer tomorrow. Really suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. What a shame. Such a bad way to live. Such a bad way to live. Oh, who is to blame? We can't stop living. We can't stop living. Oh, oh. Live. Live.
Live
for life.
Life.
But let's live, everybody. Live life for the children. See? care. Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
And we are about to. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service others, don't you pay for your booming on earth? I am my brother's keeper. My brother's come in all colors. Forgiveness is not an occasional act, but a permanent state of mind. The ultimate measure of man is not the way he stands in times of conflict or pain, but how he stands in times of trial and controversy. That's every state. That's in God. All right, Renee, will take us away. But Ed, before we go, some last thoughts.
Giants should have dealt with Beckham, as you see now. And I think you and I had a conversation about how certain players, you got to work with them. And, you know, that's another thing. Just now with Beckham, with that nice catch and long run, 80-plus yards. Again, you know, the Giants, another missed opportunity, in my opinion.
Hmm. Okay, Sunday, October the 13th, a 4:25 game. The Jets here will be hosting Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, who, where they're playing right now, they should have the division showed up by then. But that will be a 4:25 game here. Danny, some last thoughts here as we close out.
What's that saying that you used to say a lot of? Never look down at somebody that looks up to you. All right, that's it.
Line. Muhammad Ali said, I never look down on the people that look up to me. So Danny can't say any more than that, baby. Dr. Kelly, of course, in the Block Talk Radio on the Trust and God Network. It is, we're going into the final quarter. Just trying to make a run. And what we'll do for Larry Harris, as soon as it's away, I'm going to play my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Yeah, don't move, please.
Ooh, where have all the flowers gone?
Oh, Ed, we've got a strange weekend here. Both of the teams in town. We nice yesterday. This weekend, nobody's in town. So we're going to have a little break before we get back here next Jet game. Hoping that you feel a lot better. And right now, I guess our attention is going to be on baseball for New York teams, the Jets and the Giants right now. Got a long season to go. It's going to be a really long season, but we got outside shot of having two teams in the playoffs, the Mets and the Yankees, Eddie.
That's what we New Yorkers got to look forward to.
Well, you know, I guess it's a good thing to have two teams, huh?
That's the advantage of living in New York. You know? High cost of living, but we have two football teams, two baseball teams, and two hockey teams, and two basketball teams.
Yeah. I was two reasons to cry and two reasons to laugh. Hey, feel better? We'll talk to you later. Zach Stanley, Sports and the Block. Back really.
All right. Thank you. Doing much better. Appreciate it.
Okay, we missed you, baby. We'll have you here next time in person. Larry Hardesty takes us away here on Sports and the Block Back Radio. And I trust in God, the radio network.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
And we close with the song my mother taught me from Catholic school. My favorite from Catholic school. First book. Good one. Not the other one. The one that makes it.
job in this event.
And that's what makes it something with yesterday's play. We hear Todd as referee in that specific situation, quarterback at that moment, when it's played, or when you're in doubt, let it play up. You have that stuff, and if the replay comes, Darnold will run in, make it fast, put the time back in the play, put this up. And you get the next play, so you just reserve. You got that. I'm too bad for Cam Jordan.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.